अखण्डम् सच्चिदानन्दम् अवाङ्मनसगोचरम् आत्मानमखिलाधारम् आश्रयेऽभीष्टसिद्धये। पेज नंबर 100। सो 100 नॉट आउट, वी आर गोइंग टू डू सेंचुरी टुडे एटलीस्ट। वी आर एनालाइजिंग द अनुभव। अनुभव मीन्स the knowledge of Brahman as a result of Shravana of the Mahavakya. And this Anubhava is in the form of a Vritti. Vritti means the modification of mind. Any knowledge is in the form of a Vritti only. Pot knowledge is in the form of pot vritti, which is called ghatakara vritti. Table knowledge is in the form of table vritti, table akara vritti. Patakara vritti, pata means cloth. So cloth knowledge will be in the form of patakara vritti. Similarly, the Brahma jnana, the knowledge of Brahman, is in the form of a vritti called akhandakara vritti. We discussed one more topic, vritti vyapti and phala vyapti. If you have to know any object, you need these two vyaptis, vritti vyapti and phala vyapti. For example, when I see this pot, first of all there is vritti vyapti. The vritti pervades this pot. Through my Chakshurindriya, the mind goes and falls on this pot. A modification of the mind goes out and falls on this pot and pervades this pot. That is called vritti vyapti. And when the vritti pervades, along with the vritti, there is chidabhasa, the reflection of the consciousness which is present in the vritti. It is called chidabhasa, and there is one more name, phala. Chidabhasa itself is called phala. And this phala also pervades this pot along with the vritti, because vritti doesn't exist independent of the phala. Wherever vritti goes, the chidabhasa will also go, and it will pervade. So that is called a phala vyapti. So first of all vritti pervades, and then the reflected consciousness in the vritti, it pervades. So one is called vritti vyapti, another is called phala vyapti. In the knowledge of any external object, these two things are required, vritti vyapti as well as phala vyapti. And the role of vrittivyapti is to remove ignorance. Ajnana nasha is the function of vrittivyapti. The vritti removes the ignorance. What does the phalavyapti do? Phalavyapti illumines this external object. Because this object by itself is jada. It is not sentient. Therefore, it has to be illumined by the consciousness. And the consciousness, the phala, illumines this. So, ajnana nivritti takes place. Along with that, the consciousness illumines. Then only I know this spot. So that is the process involved in the knowledge of any object. But in the case of Brahma Jnana, Brahman is consciousness. The Atma or Brahman, whatever I say, because Atma and Brahman are not different. Pratyag abhinna brahma. That is what is told. Pratyag abhinna parabrahma. So, atma. Pratyag means atma. Self. And brahman are not different. And this brahma jnana. In the case of brahma jnana, vrittivyapti is required. Because ajnana is there, it has to be removed. So, ajnana nashaya vrittivyapti is needed. But what about phalavyapti? Phalavyapti is not needed because Brahman is by itself consciousness. The phalavyapti is required to illumine the jada. To illumine the chaitanya, you don't need phalavyapti. So, it will be discussed later. So, now in the paragraph, previous paragraph, we have seen that the vrittivyapti takes place and the vrittivyapti destroys the ajnana. And now, in the vritti, naturally there is the pratibimbita chaitanya, there is chidabhasa, because every vritti takes place with the chidabhasa only. So what happens to the chidabhasa present in the akhandakara vritti? In the akhandakara vritti also there will be chidabhasa naturally. So what happens to it? Does it illumine Brahman? That question is answered. We will read the paragraph. Tatra pratibimbitam chaitanyam api yatha deepa prabha aditya prabha avabhasana asamartha sati taya abhibhuta bhavati tatha swayam prakashamana pratyagabhinna parabrahma avabhasana anarhataya tena abhibhutam sat sva upadhi bhuta akhanda vrittehe badhi tattvat darpana bhave mukha pratibimbasya mukhamatrattvavat pratyagabhinna parabrahma matram bhavati. So, the vritti removes the ignorance regarding Brahman. And then the vritti pratibimbita chaitanya. It tries to illumine the Brahman. Because in other places, wherever vritti entered, the chaitanya also played a role. Similarly, the Chaitanya thinks, the Pratibimbita Chaitanya, the Chidabhasa, thinks that I will illumine Brahman also. For illumining Brahman also, I am required, this Chaitanya thinks. And it goes and tries to illumine the Brahman. But when it goes in front of the Brahman, it becomes powerless. For that, an example is given. A lamp light, Deepa Prabha, tries to illumine Aditya Prabha, the sunlight. Lamp light cannot illumine sunlight. Because sunlight is much stronger than the lamp light. Lamp light is only a fraction of the sunlight. Therefore, it cannot illumine sunlight. Then what can illumine sunlight? Nothing needs to illumine sunlight. It is already self-effulgent. Similarly, this Chidabhasa or Phala, which is present in the Akhandakara Vritti, it also tries to illumine the Brahman, but it doesn't succeed. Instead, it gets overpowered by the Brahma Chaitanya. That is told here. Tatra pratibimbitam chaitanyam api. Tatra pratibimbitam. Tatra means vritti, in the vritti. In the akhandakara vritti. Pratibimbitam, reflected. Chaitanyam, consciousness. The reflected consciousness, which is called Chidabhasa or Phala. Api also. Yatha, example is given here. Yatha, as Deepa Prabha, lamp light. Aditya Prabha Avabhasana, Aditya Prabha Avabhasana Asamarthasati. It is incapable of illumining the sunlight. Aditya Prabha means sunlight. Avabhasana means illumining. Asamartha, incapable. So the Deepa Prabha is incapable of illumining the sunlight. Sati, being so. Taya abhibhuta bhavati. It gets overpowered by the Aditya Prabha. Abhibhuta means overpowered. The Deepa Prabha is as though gone when Aditya Prabha comes. Previously it was shining. But when the Aditya Prabha comes, it is overpowered. Nobody sees Deepa Prabha. Like the stars, even the starlight and moonlight, they are all there in the sky. But when sunlight comes, you can't see them. Because it is all overpowered. Abhibhuta bhavati tatha, similarly, swayam prakashamana pratyagabhinna parabrahma avabhasana anarhataya. This Chidabhasa, it cannot illumine. It is anarha. It is incapable of avabhasana, illumining the parabrahma, which is non-different from the pratyaka, pratyagabhinna. Why? Because the parabrahma is swayam prakashamana. It is self-effulgent. Therefore, it is swayam prakashamana pratyagabhinna parabrahma. The parabrahma, which is not different from the pratyagatma, and which is swayam prakasha, which is self-effulgent. And therefore this Chidabhasa is avabhasana anarha. It is incapable of illumining the parabrahma. And instead, tena abhibhutam sata, it gets overpowered by the parabrahma. The Chidabhasa gets overpowered by the parabrahma. That is one thing. And therefore, this Chidabhasa doesn't play a role. The idea conveyed here is Chidabhasa, even though it plays a role in knowing the external objects, in knowing the jada vastus, It doesn't play a role in knowing the Atma, because Atma is self-effulgent. And one more thing is told, which is rather answering a doubt. Previously, it was told that once you get the knowledge, there is no Dvaita, because the whole Jagat becomes negated. Now a question can arise. What about this Chidabhasa? Now you are telling there is a Brahman and there is Chidabhasa, the reflected consciousness. Because of the reflected consciousness, is there a Dvaita? Because one Brahman and another reflected consciousness. For that, the Acharya is giving answer here. The reflected consciousness is also negated. Because previously we have seen that the vritti is negated. Even the akhandakara vritti, that is negated. Why? Because the vritti falls within the prapancha only. The whole prapancha is negated. Therefore the vritti is negated. And therefore, the vritti pratibimbita chaitanya, the consciousness which is present, which is reflected in the vritti, that is also negated. And therefore what remains is nothing but the Parabrahma only. Therefore there is no Dvaita. That is told here. Sva upadhi bhuta akhanda vrittehe badhi tattvat. Sva upadhi. Sva means the Chidabhasa. The Chidabhasa upadhi. The reflecting medium of the Chidabhasa. What is that? Akhanda vritti, akhandakara vritti. It is badhita, it is negated. And therefore, if the reflecting medium is gone, the reflection is also gone. Therefore, there is no Chidabhasa in reality. Then what remains? Only Brahman. So, sva upadhi bhuta akhanda vrittehe badhitatvat. For that an example is given. Darpanabhave mukha pratibimbasya mukhamatratvavat. There is a mirror. And when there is a mirror, there is a reflection of your face. Now there is a face and a reflection of the face. If you remove the mirror, what will happen? The face, the reflection of the face is gone. Then what remains? Only face. Similarly, once this akhandakara vritti is negated, the vritti pratibimbita chaitanya is also negated. Therefore, what remains is only the bimba chaitanya, the original consciousness, which is nothing but Brahman. So, sva upadhi bhuta akhanda vrittehe badhitatvat darpana abhave, in the absence of darpana, mirror, mukha pratibimbasya, the reflection of the face, it is gone. And therefore, mukha matra tvavata, what remains is only mukha, mukha matra. Similarly, once this jnana comes, everything is negated. The prapancha is negated, and within the prapancha, this akhandakara vritti, it is also negated, and the vritti pratibimbita chaitanya is also negated. Then what remains is pratyagabhinna parabrahma. The parabrahma alone remains. And this parabrahma is nothing but the pratyagatma, the chaitanya, the atma itself. Pratyagabhinna parabrahma matram bhavati. Only Brahman remains. That doesn't mean that the world vanishes. The world will continue to appear as before. But you know that there is no substance called world. The substance is only one Brahman. That is called a badha, negation of the world. For example, this pot. If you understand that there is no substance called pot, the substance is only clay. The pot is gone. It is negated. Similarly, when you understand that there is only one substance, and that is the Brahman, and that is nothing but my own self, you have understood the Brahman, which is one without a second, and once you have understood that, this Jagat has been negated. It becomes Mithya for you. Jagat is Mithya. Means, Mithya means it doesn't have existence of its own. What exists is nothing but the Brahman. This understanding takes place. That is what is told here as Badha.
Evam cha sati manasaivanu drashtavyam yan manasana manute ityanayoho shrutyoho avirodhaha vrittivyapyatva angikarena phalavyapyatva pratishedha pratipadanat.
Yeah. So, in the previous two paragraphs, the Acharya showed that in the case of Brahmajnana, the vritti plays a role in removing the ajnana. But the chidabhasa, phala, doesn't play a role. Unlike in the case of the external objects. That is shown. And by means of this, the Acharya says that a seeming contradiction in two types of Shruti Vakyas are resolved. What is the seeming contradiction? There are some places where it is told, to know the Atma, to know the Brahman, you need mind. Manasaivanu drashtavyam. The Atma should be known only by means of mind. Mind is the only means for knowing the Atma. Mind is required to know the Atma. Manasa drashtavyam. Mind becomes an instrument in knowing the Atma. Such statements are there. Manasaivanu drashtavyam, manasaivedam aptavyam, drishyate tvagreya buddhya. Like that many, many statements are there which says mind is required to know the Atma. At the same time, there are some other statements which say mind cannot know the Atma. Yan manasana manute, that which cannot be known by means of the mind, manasa na manute, it is not known by means of the mind. Yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasa saha, mind cannot go to Brahman, it cannot reach Brahman, like that it is told. Like that there are statements. One statement says, one type of statements which say, mind is required to know the Atma. Manasaivanu drashtavyam, only by means of mind you should know the Atma. Another is, mind cannot know the Atma. So this has to be resolved. And that is resolved already. How? The statements which say that mind is required to know the Atma mean that Vrittivyapti is needed to remove the ignorance of the Atman. Mind is required means Vrittivyapti is needed to remove ignorance regarding the self. Yan manasana manute etc. On the other hand, it cannot be known by means of mind means what? Phalavyapti is not possible. Phalavyapti is not needed and it is not possible also. Because the consciousness, the Chidabhasa cannot objectify the Brahman. It is overpowered. So, manasaiva, the mind is required. That statement says vrittivyapti is needed. And the other statements that mind cannot know imply that phalavyapti is negated. They negate phalavyapti in the case of Brahman. So this, we will see this paragraph. Evam cha sati manasaivanu drashtavyam yan manasana manute ityanayoho shutyoho avirodhaha vrittivyapyatva angikarena phalavyapyatva pratishedha pratipadanat evam cha sati. Such being the case means what? The vritti, akhandakara vritti removes the ignorance regarding Brahman. And at the same time, the chidabhasa is overpowered by the Brahman. Chidabhasa cannot illumine the Brahman, instead it is overpowered by the Brahman. Like that, it is shown that vritti removes ignorance, that means vrittivyapti is accepted, but phalavyapti is negated. And because of that, the virodha abhasa means a seeming contradiction between the two types of shruti vakyas. What are the two types of shruti vakyas? He gives one example for both. There are other statements also, similar statements. But here he says, manasaivanu drashtavyam. It should be known only by means of mind. One type of statements. And another type of statements are, yan manasana manute, that which cannot be known by means of mind. Ityanayoha shrutyoha avirodhaha. Even though they have a seeming contradiction, in reality they don't have contradiction. Anayoha shrutyoha, these two shruti statements, they have avirodha, they have no contradiction. How can you say that? Vrittivyapyatva angikarena. Because we accept vrittivyapyatva. We accept vrittivyapti in the case of brahmajnana. But phalavyapyatva pratishedha pratipadanat. The phalavyapyatva is negated. So, manasaivanu drashtavyam implies vrittivyapti is needed. Yan manasana manute negates phalavyapti in the case of brahmajnana. And for this fact, whatever is told by the acharya, he quotes another Acharya in the tradition, that is Vidyaranya. In Panchadashi, Vidyaranya has told the same thing.
Taduktam
phalavyapyatvamevasya
shastrakradbhyarnivaritam brahmanyajnananashaya vrittivyaptirapekshita
iti taduktam. It is told. The same idea is told. And where it is told, the shloka is given. It is a quotation from Panchadashi. Shastrakritbhihi, by the Shastrakrit, by the authors of the scriptures. Authors of the scripture means the Acharyas in the tradition. Shankaracharya and after Shankaracharya or before Shankaracharya, there have been many Acharyas who have analyzed the script, the Upanishadic statements, and in keeping with the tradition, they have written a lot. So many Prakarana Granthas are available. So many bhashyas, so many commentaries are available. So, all these authors, they are called Shastrakrits, the Acharyas. For asya, asya means in the case of Brahman, in the case of Brahmajnana. Phalavyapyattvam nivaritam. Phalavyapyattvam eva nivaritam. Nivaritam, they have negated what? Phalavyapyatva only. Phalavyapyatvam eva. The requirement of phalavyapti in the case of Brahman is negated. On the other hand, Brahmani ajnana nashaya vrittivyaptihi apekshita. Brahmani ajnana nashaya. For the sake of removal of ignorance in the case of Brahman, for the removal of Brahman ignorance, vrittivyapti is required. Vrittivyaptihi apekshita means vrittivyapti is needed.
Swayam prakashamanatvat nābhāsa upayujyate iti cha.
Vai phalavyapti is not needed in the case of Brahman, that is told here. Because Brahman is self-effulgent, swayam prakashamanatvat, because Brahman is swayam prakashamana, self-effulgent, abhasaha means chidabhasa, the reflected consciousness. It is na upayujyate, it is not used, it is not required. Iti cha, this is also told in Panchadashi. So far the author explained how Brahmajnana takes place. And now the author is telling Brahmajnana is different from knowing the Jada Padartha. Because in the case of knowledge of Jada Padartha, any inert object, everything other than Brahman is inert only. You need both vrittivyapti and phalavyapti. I have already told, the author is telling now what I have told previously. So, jada padartha akara akarita chitta vrittehe visheshaha asti జడపదార్థ ఆకార ఆకారిత చిత్తవృత్తే. సో దిస్ అఖండాకార వృత్తి అండ్ జడపదార్థ ఆకార వృత్తి. జడపదార్థ ఆకార వృత్తి మీన్స్ ఎనీ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ వృత్తి, లైక్ ఘటాకార వృత్తి, పటాకార వృత్తి, టేబుల్ ఆకార వృత్తి, ఇట్స్ ఆల్ జడాకార వృత్తి బికాస్ దిస్ ఇస్ ఆల్ జడ పదార్థ. సో దిస్ అఖండాకార వృత్తి హ్యాస్ అ డిఫరెన్స్ కంపేర్ టు దిస్ జడ పదార్థ ఆకార వృత్తి. విశేష అస్తి, దెర్ ఇస్ అ డిఫరెన్స్. విశేష హియర్ మీన్స్ అ డిఫరెన్స్. సో బ్రహ్మాకార వృత్తి ఆర్ అఖండాకార వృత్తి ఇస్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ జడ పదార్థ ఆకార వృత్తి. అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద డిఫరెన్స్? ఆల్రెడీ ద అఖండాకార వృత్తి ఈస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్, బట్ నౌ హీ ఈస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయినింగ్ హౌ జడాకార వృత్తి వర్క్స్. తథా హి అయం ఘటః ఇతి ఘటాకార ఆకారిత చిత్తవృత్తి అజ్ఞాతం ఘటం విషయీకృత్య తద్గత అజ్ఞాన నిరసన పురస్సరం స్వగత చిదాభాసేన జడం ఘటం అపి భాసయతి. సో దేర్ ఇస్ అ చిత్తవృత్తి, ఎ కాగ్నిషన్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ అయం ఘటః, దిస్ ఇస్ అ పాట్, ఇట్ ఇస్ ఘట జ్ఞాన. అయం ఘటః ఇస్ ఘట జ్ఞాన. వాట్ ఇస్ బ్రహ్మ జ్ఞాన? అహం బ్రహ్మాస్మి. అహం బ్రహ్మాస్మి ఇస్ బ్రహ్మ జ్ఞాన. అయం ఘటః ఇస్ ఘట జ్ఞాన, నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ ఘట. సో వెన్ వీ నో దిస్ ఘట, అయం ఘటః, దిస్ ఇస్ ఎ పార్ట్, వెన్ యూ నో వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్, దెర్ ఇస్ ఎ పార్ట్ ఆకార వృత్తి, దెర్ ఇస్ ఘటాకార వృత్తి, అండ్ దిస్ వృత్తి రిమూవ్స్ ది ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ రిగార్డింగ్ ద పార్ట్. వృత్తి రిమూవ్స్ ది ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద పార్ట్. అట్ ద సేమ్ టైమ్ ద వృత్తి ప్రతిబింబిత చైతన్య ద చిదాభాస ఇట్ ఆల్సో పర్వేట్స్ దిస్ పార్ట్ అండ్ ఇట్ ఇల్ల్యూమిన్స్ ద పార్ట్. దట్ ఈస్ హౌ ఘట జ్ఞాన టేక్స్ ప్లేస్. దట్ మీన్స్ బోత్ వృత్తి వ్యాప్తి అండ్ ఫలవ్యాప్తి ఆర్ దేర్. సో అయం ఘటః ఇతి ఘటాకార ఆకారిక చిత్తవృత్తి. ద ఘటాకార చిత్తవృత్తి, ద చిత్తవృత్తి విచ్ ఇస్ కరెస్పాండింగ్ టు ద ఘట, ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ఘటాకార చిత్తవృత్తి. అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ అయం ఘటః, దిస్ ఇస్ అ పార్ట్. అండ్ వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ డూ? అజ్ఞాతం ఘటం విషయీకృత్య ఇట్ ఆబ్జెక్టిఫైస్ ద పార్ట్ which was previously unknown. Previously ajnata ghata. Ajnata means unknown. Previously there was ajnana with respect to this ghata. As long as this pot is away from you, you have ajnana of this ghata. But now this pot came in front of you. So the chitta vritti objectifies this ajnata ghata. And once this chitta vritti objectifies, tadgata ajnana nirasana purassaram. First of all, what happens? The ajnana of the ghata goes away. The chitta vritti, ghatakara vritti, removes the ajnana of this ghata. Tadgata ajnana, the ajnana which is present in the ghata. Nirasana, removal, purassaram. By means of that. So vritti removes the ajnana. Ghata vritti removes what ajnana? Ghata ajnana, not brahma ajnana. Brahma Ajnana will be removed by Akhandakara Vritti. Ghata Vritti, Ghatakara Vritti removes Ghata Ajnana. But the Vritti itself is Jada. It cannot illumine this pot. Then what is required? Swagata Chidabhasena. By means of the Chidabhasa, which is present in the Ghatakara Vritti. The reflected consciousness, which is present in the Ghatakara Vritti. Swagata. Swagata means that which is present in the Ghatakara Vritti. Swa here means Ghatakara Vritti. So, Vrittigata Chidabhasena. By the Chidabhasa, which is present in the Vritti. Jadam Ghatam. This Jada pot. Bhasayati. It illumines. So, two things are required. Removal of ignorance plus illumination. Unlike in the case of Brahman. So, it is told in Panchadashi again, how the Jada knowledge takes place. That is also told in Panchadashi. Taduktam buddhi tattha chidabhasau dvavapi vyapnuto ghatam tatra jnanam dhiya nashyet abhasena ghatasphuret iti taduktam. It is told buddhi tattha chidabhasau dvavapi vyapnuto ghatam. The ghata is pervaded. Two things pervade this ghata. Number one is buddhi. Buddhi means the vritti. Buddhi vritti. Antahkarana vritti. Not only buddhi, tattha chidabhasa. The chidabhasa which is present in the buddhi vritti. Dvavapi, both of them. Ghatam vyapnutaha. They pervade the pot. And now the Acharya says, what is the role of each one? Tatra, there, in those two, buddhi as well as the chidabhasa. Dhiya ajnanam nashyet. Dhiya, by means of the buddhi, by means of the buddhi vritti. Ajnanam nashyet. The ignorance is removed. Ignorance is destroyed. Abhasena ghatah sphuret. Abhasena. By the abhasa, the chidabhasa. By the phala. What happens? Ghatah sphuret. The pot is illumined. Iti. It is told in Panchadashi. Panchadashi, 7th chapter. And for that, the Acharya gives an example in the next paragraph. Nothing big in that. We will just read and I will tell the meaning. Yatha deepa prabha mandalam andhakara gatam ghata patadikam vishayi kritya tadgata andhakara nirasana purasaram svaprabhaya tadapi bhasayati iti yatha as deepa prabha mandalam, the lamp light, deepa prabha mandalam, the lamp light. Andhakara gatam ghatapatadikam. Previously there was darkness. And in the darkness, there is ghata, pata, etc. Ghata means a pot. Pata means a cloth. There is a pot and there is a cloth. It's in the dark, in the darkness. That is called andhakara gatam ghatapatadikam. The pot, cloth, etc. which is present in the darkness. And once this deepa prabha comes, what it does? Vishayi kritya, it objectifies. the cloth, etc. The pot, cloth, etc. Vishayikritya, having objectified. Tadgata andhakara nirasana purassaram. What it does it? It removes the andhakara. It removes the darkness. It dispels the darkness which is present in the ghatapata, etc. Which is covering the ghatapata, etc. And not only it dispels the darkness, along with dispelling the darkness, svaprabhaya, by its own light, tadapi bhasayati, it illumines the pot, etc. Iti, like that, this vrittivyapti as well as phalavyapti. The vritti, along with the pratibimbita chaitanya, dispels the ignorance as well as illumines the object in the case of the external objects. But in the case of Brahman, the ignorance is there and it has to be removed. But it need not be illumined by the consciousness, because it is self-effulgent. So, this section is over. Now, so already the Upadesha is over and Anubhava is also analyzed. What Jnana comes, the Jnana is analyzed. How this Jnana takes place, etc. Hereafter, the Jnana Sadhana is told. How to get this Jnana? And as the Sadhana for Jnana, the author discusses Shavana, Manana, Nididhyasana, etc. So that is the next section. Shavana, Manana, Nididhyasana. And as an aid to Nididhyasana, he will discuss Ashtanga Yoga also. In brief. Ashtanga Yoga, Yama, Niyama, etc. Samadhi, all those things will come hereafter. So hereafter a little simpler topics. So far we had, I hope it is not very tough. I don't know. So, let's see. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.